The story of a Second World War Cape Breton soldier is surfacing more than eight decades after he was killed in action overseas. Hector MacDonald of New Aberdeen was among thousands of Canadian troops involved in a deadly fight with Nazi forces in northern Italy in 1944. He was killed by a landmine in December that year. MacDonald's duffel bag was left behind after he was fatally wounded in battle. It was later found by a farmer and kept in storage, but it was recently given to an Italian Second World War researcher who then passed it on to the soldier's descendants. MacDonald is Kim Pike's great uncle.
I was completely shocked. It's been 81 years, so you never expect to find a personal article of someone after that length of that's identifiable as to who the owner is. So I was very shocked. I'm a veteran myself, so hits close to home.
Pike's daughter, 23-year-old Stacey Jordan, was given the duffel bag during a ceremony honoring MacDonald in Italy.
They walked my daughter from, they went back to the 1st of December and walked her through the battlefield. They drove to certain spots. The historian pointed things out, and then it ended where he was killed on the bridge, and that 100 meters away was the palace where they had the reception. So knowing the details is also quite interesting. And lucky enough, she had been traveling in Europe since the spring, and she had just come from the Balkans visiting Croatia, Bosnia, and Montenegro, where her dad was deployed in the early 90s. So for her to go from that to Italy, it was a very special experience for her.
Pike tells Coast Radio, people ask her what was inside the duffel bag after all these years.
There was nothing in it. It was just the bag, and it was just kind of bunched up in the dirt. So it was just the bag, but he kept a little record. He wrote his name on it. He wrote all the battles that he had been in. Some of them are still legible, like Ortona. That's a huge, huge battle in the Italian campaign. And it had his address, home address and everything. Like, he couldn't have set it up better for somebody if it ever did get found, to find the family. So, yes, it was just the bag. That was it.
Something else MacDonald's descendants have learned about the fallen soldier who went overseas to fight the Nazis. He met a young woman by the name of Elizabeth Wales, and they had some plans.
There's a little sad nugget in there somewhere, too, because at one point he had asked permission to marry a woman from Scotland. And then he shipped out to Italy, and obviously they never got married. So there's a little story in there somewhere, I'm sure.
MacDonald enlisted in 1941 at the age of 25. He was a member of the North Nova Scotia Highlanders and the West Nova Scotia Regiment. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.